W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Marches and demonstrations continuing around the country this weekend following Friday's release of the body cam footage from 29-year-old Tyre Nichols' fatal encounter with five former Memphis police officers earlier this month. This demonstration organizer in New York City's Washington Square Park.
I can't keep watching this trauma that we're forced to live.
The five officers in Memphis are now facing murder charges for their role in Tyre's death. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to have a meeting with President Biden this week as he attempts to seek a bipartisan deal to raise the debt ceiling, telling CBS's Face the Nation.
We're not going to default.
The Biden administration indicating it doesn't want to negotiate over money already spent. Police investigating what's now the fourth mass shooting in California in just a week. This on early Saturday morning in front of a short-term rental home just north of Beverly Hills. Police found three people dead in a car, four others wounded. There have been no arrests. This is ABC News. Disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried back in the spotlight again after prosecutors asked the judge to amend the one-time billionaire's bond to ban him from contacting potential witnesses for his upcoming fraud case, claiming he's been reaching out to employees at his former business since his arrest. Avatar: The Way of the Water topped the box office in North America again this weekend on the way to a new milestone.
The Avatar sequel took down Star Wars at the box office over the weekend.
This family is our fortress.
Avatar: The Way of Water slid into the fourth all-time spot at the worldwide box office, passing Star Wars: The Force Awakens' $2.071 billion haul. It'll need another $100 million or so to get to the third spot, currently occupied by Titanic. And that means James Cameron has now directed three of the top four highest-grossing films, the original Avatar at number one, Titanic in third, and now Avatar 2 in fourth. Second place, by the way, belongs to Avengers: Endgame. The Way of Water is a 20th century film which is owned by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Many Americans say they don't believe the news they get from mainstream media. Deborah Van Fleet has more now on how news organizations are working to build and rebuild the public's trust.
Randy Essex of the Detroit Free Press offers some explanations for this declining trust, starting with the role he feels conservative radio and television has played for a generation.
The rise of this clearly partisan media is a business model. And part of that model is to sow distrust of established sources of information, whether that be national media or the government. The statement essentially is, believe us, not them, we're on your side.
Essex says other factors include the consolidation in the radio industry, closing of hundreds of local newspapers, and the pervasiveness of social media. He believes even COVID contributed, with fear making people more susceptible to conspiracy theories. He calls rebuilding public trust in mainstream news a tremendous uphill battle and maintains that transparency and ethics are paramount. Essex adds that editors have an important role to play.
Top editors need to communicate with the public and explain the work that we're doing and counter unfounded criticism of it. When we make mistakes, we have to be transparent about that too. And we need to connect in person and be in the community when we can, because human beings are much more civil in person than they are on the internet.
Essex says the public has some responsibility too, including checking sources and being skeptical.
And the problem is that for a generation, a lot of people have been conditioned to not believe established organizations that are doing real news.
And Essex stresses that ultimately, journalists show the public their worth through their work. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know, Connor, man, you are just, man, you've been right on it. If you are just joining us, I'm talking about, you know, yesterday was Dr. King Day, and people celebrated the I Have a Dream speech. And I'm not questioning that. It was a great speech, and it was while Dr. King was a young man, you know, in his mid-20s. And so that's what people want to remember Dr. King for, is because the March on Washington and that speech. But Dr. King was much more than that. And if you ever get a chance to listen to some of his speeches, you will understand exactly who he was, and it's why I'm taking the time out, because there's nothing that says that I have to follow protocol, you know, because yesterday was Dr. King's day, and we don't need to hear that today because his day was yesterday. Well, no, Dr. King's day should be every day, and what he stood for, we should. Try and strive to live up to those ideas. Hey, Tom. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that first, Connor is killing it on the music this morning.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, whoa. I'll tell you what, I want to get his playlist. second, you know what? It's so interesting because we should be hearing this every single day. we should be hearing, you know, it's very, very similar to what FDR said. And the thing is, we should be listening to both FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. every day on a loop somewhere. Because I'll tell you what,
they got it right. I mean, you hear him.
Yes.
And that's as important 50 years ago. It's as important today that it be heard today, right? It's relevant.
And Earl, that's the reason they silenced the voice and they killed him. Because right. You know what? The I'm going to say it again, I'm doing a class war. The billionaire class does not want people to speak out. And you know what? God bless Martin Luther King Jr. And I mean, he said it plainly than anything with his two America speech, with this spespeech. Thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of playing this, because like I said, we need to be hearing the speeches every day, I don't know why the Democratic Party doesn't start, copying what it is FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. said, because it is pertinent to today.
So Tom.
And it would get them out of their messaging.
So
problem.
Tom, let me get to the end of it. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, Connor, I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Connor, go ahead.
Is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home, telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed Vietnam and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and expose the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of Vietnam to purchase a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy to intervene in domestic conflict. The president who cherishes consensus for peace has intensified the war. In answer to a cry to stop the war, it has brought tauntingly to 1 minute's flying time from China to a moment before the midnight of world conflagration. We are offered a tax for war instead of a plan for peace. Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, who can say with good conscience that what you've heard thus far, as we got about 5 minutes left on this speech, that what Dr. King had to say was not relevant then as it is today. And that's what we should be asking of those in leadership in this country. Where is their leadership? Where do we hear people talking in, and certainly not with his eloquence, but at least addressing the issues that he talked about almost 60 years ago? And yet in my lifespan, seeing that, listening to him, and having lived to this point, I ask, why? Why are we not having these conversations? Because these conversations are at the root of what is wrong with our nation. It was what was wrong with it almost 60 years ago, and here we are 60 years later repeating the same thing. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Democrat or Republican, 844-967-2789. We'll be right
Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Didn't work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. A few flurries possible at times tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 2 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 5 above tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 8 below. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 17.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I just got a call from a wonderful woman named Pat from Wauwatosa who said that and thanked me for playing this Dr. King speech. She said she was 73 years old. And listen, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, black or white, you hear this, nobody can debate it on whether or not it was truthful. And whether or not, and so since we know it was truthful and is even the truth today, as he talked about the money that we were spending on the military, which we're doing it now. $858 billion. We haven't learned anything. And willing to fight all over the world and not do what's right by the American people. Where is Dr. King? Where is the Dr. King today? Where is he at? Where is he at? I'm not expecting Dr. King, incarnate. I'm talking about, where is there someone who has the courage to put us back on track? Connor, if you'll just play out the last bit of the speech, thank you.
In which the 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the war. The American people... (laughs) The American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism and those who lead us. And so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make that journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring.
We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up on the speech. Connor.
God knows where.
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply calls me where I belong.
Mother, mother.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Marches and demonstrations continuing around the country this weekend following Friday's release of the body cam footage from 29-year-old Tyree Nichols' fatal encounter with five former Memphis police officers earlier this month. This demonstration organizer in New York City's Washington Square Park.
I can't keep watching this trauma that we're forced to live.
The five officers in Memphis are now facing murder charges for their role in Tyree's death. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to have a meeting with President Biden this week as he attempts to seek a bipartisan deal to raise the debt ceiling, telling CBS's Face the Nation.
We're not going to default.
The Biden administration indicating it doesn't want to negotiate over money already spent. Police investigating what's now the fourth mass shooting in California in just a week. This on early Saturday morning in front of a short-term rental home just north of Beverly Hills. Police found three people dead in a car, four others wounded. There have been no arrests. This is ABC News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
That same number, and those of you who have been hanging with us, thank you. I know we got a couple minutes left in this speech. Let's go to it, and we'll talk afterwards. Go ahead, Connie.
Among the maladjusted, as my good friend Bill Coffin said, there are those who have criticized me and many of you for taking a stand against the war in Vietnam and for seeking to say to the nation that the issues of civil rights cannot be separated from the issues of peace. to say to you tonight that I intend to keep these issues mixed because they are mixed. Somewhere we must see that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have fought now too long and too hard against segregated public accommodations to end up at this point in my life segregating my moral concerns. So let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some positions, on some positions, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because it is right. Tonight, we say to our government, we even say to our FBI, we will not be harassed. We will not make a butchery of our conscience. We will not be intimidated, and we will be heard.
In 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the three evils of the society. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And here's what we need to understand. We need a Dr. King today. And since we don't have him, we do have his legacy. And so we need to be having these conversations. Anybody who's been around, who looks at our government in shambles and knows it, and we can't fix it. Maybe they all should be forced to listen to Dr. King's Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a congressman or a senator, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a state representative, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe to be an alderperson, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe in order to be a school board member, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Maybe to be a judge, a Supreme Court justice, you need to be made to listen to the three evils of the society. And furthermore, maybe to become an educator, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Because then if you did, you wouldn't be listening to foolishness like critical race theory and wokeism. Because that's foolishness. That's absolute foolishness. And it does nothing to advance this society. As a matter of fact, it takes it backwards. You don't have to feel, anybody who listened to that, that this was directed at you. Because what happened then You didn't do that. If you're a white person, you didn't do that. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. So this, I didn't play it for anybody to feel guilty. I played it because it needed to be said. And the fact that our nation is in trouble. If you don't understand the perils that this government is in, as they're a man who ran for office, got elected, should have never gotten elected, lost the second time, and we all know who and what he is, a racist. And yet he's a leading candidate for the Republican Party. Something's wrong. You know, Donald Trump has turned on the Evangelical Party. The evangelical leaders, he's called disloyal because they have said we can't stick with him anymore. He's become an albatross. And yeah, we sold out our beliefs for him the first time around. But we now know who and what he is, even though they knew that before. And now they are willing to say we can't support him anymore. You know what the ex-president has done? He's ticked off, and now he's saying they're disloyal. Well, you know, who should they have been loyal to in the first place? The Christian beliefs or this man? There's no question where we are at this point in this nation's history and in its future. And so, yes, if you wanna hear what is right, turn on Dr. King's Not Only the Three Evils of the Society, The Letter from a Birmingham Jail, and all the other wonderful, wonderful speeches that he made in that short period of time of his life. And then let's try to get the folk who run for office to understand it's not about them. Not about you if you're an elected official. It's what you're going to do for somebody else, right? What can you do to make somebody else's life better? That's what this is all about. And if we start looking at it from that perspective, it doesn't matter what side of the road they're from. You know, doesn't matter if you get all the money and they have none. If you believe that because you have all these resources and somebody else has none, and therefore your life is more valuable than theirs, you headed down the wrong path. Because after it's all said and done, this life is no different. Whether you're the poorest person in the world or whether or not you're the wealthiest person. Let's bring CJ up. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, thank you, Earl, for playing that tape. You had to go down the political road.
Wait a minute. That's what it,
you know.
Listen, CJ, the whole conversation was about the direction of the politics. So don't say I went down that road.
I agree.
That's what it was.
Yep,
go ahead.
About Vietnam and... Yeah,
racism,
I would agree with a lot
of it.
I agree that we should all hear his speech. I love his speech.
No, I'm not talking about hearing
it. I love Ronald Reagan's speech. But you spoke of you need a Martin Luther King today. There is one.
Who?
The only problem you have is he's on the wrong side of the aisle.
Who is that? Who is that?
That is Senator Tim Scott. You ever heard of the opportunity?
Hey, man.
You laugh.
Don't make
the opportunity
me laugh.
Zone.
I know. Hey, listen,
who created those?
I know who.
Who created the opportunity zone?
Do you think
girl?
I don't know who Tim Scott is, man? The fact that you would even fix your lips to try to compare Tim
who,
Scott.
Who created the opportunity zones, Earl?
CJ?
Who helped create the opportunity zones in the inner city? You can answer it.
Well, let me answer it. Opportunity zones have done nothing to change the realities of what's going on with poor people in this country.
You are so wrong. So wrong. There are tons of YouTube videos of people that have helped dig themselves out.
Hey, CJ.
Poverty.
Hey, CJ.
I'm going to suggest
one thing to you.
You're all about reparations.
Bring him down. I'm going to suggest one thing to you, CJ. I'm going to suggest that you leave the sanctity of Stoughton and the safeness of Stoughton and move into urban centers across this nation. And back up the trash you're talking with that. Because what you're talking about is trash. Opportunity zones have not changed the reality of what's
you're
happening
talking hate.
In urban centers. Oh, I'm talking hate.
That's what you preach, Earl, is hate.
Okay. So, CJ, where have I preached hate? I'm giving you an opportunity to
because you couldn't leave it at what Dr. Martin Luther King says, Earl. The mere fact that he said programs should be developed for the inner city, and you demonize them. Go and research what the opportunity zones that President Trump and Tim Scott created, and go talk to the people that live in them.
CJ, let me say this to you.
Do a little research.
Hey, CJ,
sir.
I don't need to do any research. I live in a city that is one of the worst places
I know you
in
do.
The United States.
They haven't created the opportunity zones there.
Well, listen,
Tim Scott.
I don't want to hear
education.
Tim Scott.
That's the key. Milwaukee's a failure on our young kids. And that's the fact.
Okay, I can't take him anymore.
And we've got a governor that helped perpetuate it.
I can't take him anymore because, number one, any man that is so ignorant that he brings up the name Tim Scott and tries to equate that with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is not even, it's a waste of my time to even have Tim Scott's name mentioned. Dr. Martin Luther King, and yet somebody as misinformed as CJ wants to somehow compare the two. There's no relevance whatsoever. I know who Tim Scott is. I knew who Tim Scott was before he became a senator. Okay? So don't run something down to somebody who's aware of what is going on in this country and in many parts of the world. Maybe get out of the safe spaces of Stoughton and get out into other parts of the country where there is a struggle for people to survive even in 2022, 2023. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season,
From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season, and of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 1 above tonight under overcast skies with a few flurries possible at times. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 5 above tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 7 below tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Low teens, Tuesday, upper teens, Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 17.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack and toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby because she couldn't afford to feed it. We're sending people to the moon. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just want to be clear. You know, we're at a turning point and inroads in this country. And there are people who want to make decisions that are going to continue to fracture whether or not people can come together. And so there people like CJ and others like him who for whatever reason cannot deal with what is the truth, what is accurate, and want to twist and turn everything to try to bend it into his reality. And I'll say to you, CJ, your reality, and unfortunately many on the right realities, are not about doing things to try to bring this society back together. It's to continue to divide it based on your ignorance and your lack of knowledge on what is going on here. So you can listen all you want to Fox News, and you can listen all you want to Sean Hannity and I forgot the guy's name that rails and screams and yells constantly on Fox News. I know who they are. I've listened to them. And you echo their sentiments because you don't have the capacity to use your own mind to do your own thinking. Man. But don't call and tell me about me being evil and me being racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I actually am a person who has heeded what Dr. King said and lived my life in that manner. Judge a person based on not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And so I know your character. You expose it every day you're on the air. Nothing to do with the color of your skin, but the content of your character, who is unwilling to try to meet people and try to bring people together. That's what it's all about. Let's go to line two quickly. Just bring them on. We only got a minute. Who do we have up?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. What's going on?
Hi, Ron. It is Ron. You're thinking of Tucker Carlson, the Fox News guy.
I know about Tucker Carlson. There's
I think
this
you were thinking
guy.
Of Bill O'Reilly.
No, not Bill O'Reilly. Okay. There's a lunatic that screams and yells. I think he's a Jewish guy. He's been around a long time. But it doesn't matter. What do you think, Ron, about?
Anyway, Tucker Carlson, somebody did a tally of how many times Tucker Carlson's show has featured segments about this white replacement theory that goes around in the right-wing circles that, progressives and minorities are pushing to get more immigrants in the country so that whites will become a minority. And then they'll, right. And, I mean, so if you that's a racist theory. And if you want proof of that, you know, who are the racists in this country? They're the people that can't tolerate the idea of anybody else living in this country on any scale. You know, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, for a spectacular morning and the music. I got to go. See you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Bye.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.